Okay, let's get into it. We're doing a deep dive today on romantic golf trips just for couples.
That's right.
And we're looking specifically at South Africa using info from the Golf Day Buddy app website. So our mission here is really to figure out why these particular spots in South Africa are, so great for a couple's getaway, according to the source.
Well, the big thing the source highlights is how these trips aren't just like standard holidays. They're woven together.
Woven together, how so?
It's this blend, you see, luxury living mixed right in with South Africa's deep golf history. The Golf Day Buddy app really pushes this idea. It's about the whole package, not just the golf score.
Okay, that makes sense, tradition and luxury. But what about the place itself? South Africa. What's the unique advantage there compared to, say, going somewhere in Europe?
Well, the big draw is the scenery. It's just spectacular.
Okay.
The source material points out these courses aren't just green grass. They're set against these amazing backdrops. You've got mountains, coastlines, even vineyards. It really changes the whole feel of playing.
So the views are a major benefit.
Definitely. And another key thing, the climate. It's generally really pleasant temperate,
Unique.
meaning you can actually go pretty much any time of year, which, makes planning way easier for couples. It's a big practical plus.
Year-round golf in beautiful settings.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm starting to see the appeal.
And on top of that, these places usually offer like top-notch service, amazing food, spas, the works. It's all designed for a memorable, kind of luxurious couples experience.
Let's look at specifics then. The Golf Day Buddy app mentions Fancourt Hotel in George. What's the angle there?
Right, Fancourt. It's known for having three championship courses, which is great for golfers who like a challenge, but the setting is key. It's right up against the Otanico Mountains, so there's this feeling of being kind of secluded, good for romantic dinners and privacy.
Seclusion, nice. But what about something really unique to South Africa?
Okay, for that, the source points hard towards Leopard Creek Country Club. It's right near Kruger National Park.
Near Kruger. So wildlife.
Exactly. This is the really interesting part. The Golf Day Buddy app notes you might actually see wildlife like elephants, maybe even crocs from the fairways.
Wait, seriously, elephants while you're trying to putt? How does that even work? Is it safe?
Apparently, yes. It's managed very carefully, of course. It's a deliberate thing.
Wow.
It turns the golf into this kind of adventure. You can combine your round with, say, a proper game drive later. It makes it a whole day thing you share.
That's incredible. A golf safari almost.
Pretty much. And the website also mentions resorts adding special perks for
Oh,
couples,
sure.
romantic dinners outside, maybe private golf lessons just for two, little touches like that.
Right, those extras matter. What about the best time to actually go? Does the source give advice on timing for like the maximum romantic benefit?
It does. It suggests the shoulder seasons are best. So autumn, which is March to May down there, or spring, September to November.
Why then? Better weather.
The weather's usually mild and lovely, but the big advantage is fewer people, less crowded.
So it feels more intimate, more relaxed.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Exactly. You get more space, more peace and quiet, both on the course and just around the resort.
Okay, but what if one person isn't quite as golf obsessed as the other? Is there stuff to do besides playing 18 holes?
Oh, absolutely. That's crucial, according to the source material. It can't just be about golf for it to work as a couple's trip.
So what else is there?
Well, lots. Think luxury spa treatments like a couple's massage, perfect way to unwind. Or wine tasting, especially if you're near areas like Stellenbosch.
Oh, nice. Wine tasting is always good.
Right. And even more adventurous stuff like hot air balloon rides. The variety is key, so you're both having fun, bonding over different things.
So pulling it all together, what the Golf Day Buddy app website seems to be showing us is that these South African golf trips are carefully designed.
Yeah, it's strategic.
It's not just golf, it's the stunning location, the luxury, the shared adventure, maybe even seeing an elephant stroll by.
That's the package. It's about creating this shared high-end experience that uses South Africa's unique appeal, the nature, the service, the whole atmosphere.
It really does sound like a unique way to connect.
It definitely offers a framework for that. And it leaves you wondering, doesn't it?
Wondering what?
Well, if playing golf while watching elephants is kind of the ultimate unique benefit right now, what's next? What surprising, maybe even wilder thing will the next top golf resort figure out how to blend in to make a trip truly unforgettable? Maybe golfing under the stars in the desert, something for you to think about.